from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Would Drake May play if Jacoby's unavailable?
I would like to sit here and say 100% he's our second best quarterback on our roster right now. Next question. I'm not sure. I'm not sure until I watch the film.
Who's the second best quarterback on the roster right now? He said Drake May.
Are you sure about that? Drake May's the second best?
He said that after his radio interview where he said that Drake May has outplayed Jacoby.
So the second best quarterback outplayed the first best quarterback is what he said. Okay.
Also, Drake May has looked awesome. He's covering. He's covering his butt there.
I saw Benjamin Solak of ESPN, formerly The Ringer, now ESPN, right?
Yeah.
I saw him say something about Drake May, and a response to that, and I responded to that. It's a long way to get to. Like, I was in a conversation online, which if these are actual conversations or not, just, you know, shouting into the void. That I watch a lot of Josh Allen, and I think there are elements, keyword here, there are elements of Josh Allen's game in Drake May. If I was a Patriots fan, I'd be excited that I don't know the ceiling's going to get that high, pretty high ceiling to get to, but he is athletic enough. He can throw on the run. Mm-hmm. He might not be as flashy as some of the very best at it, but the guy can run.
I mentioned this yesterday. There was a 3rd and 14 in that preseason game where he got to like 7 yards away and kicked it into an extra gear that if you've never watched him play before, and I've watched a little of him and I was still surprised, you wouldn't have thought this guy has that gear. He shoots forward and gets the first down. You don't think he has that speed. It's possible in like a year we're thinking he's going to be the second best quarterback in this division for a long time.
Rodgers retires. It's possible.
Yeah.
I think there are elements there. And maybe I got Drake May pilled when I watched. There's a highlight package of him running at North Carolina, and it's set to Freebird by Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Yeah, yeah.
And I watched that and thought, like, hey, this guy can run.
Yeah. Well, the take right now that I'm seeing a lot of out of New England, Ben Volen had this yesterday, and I saw others too, that is, okay, yes, Drake May has beaten out Jacoby Brissett. He is definitely the best quarterback on this roster. You can't put him on the game. You can't put him in the game. He's gonna get murdered. The offensive line can't block. The receivers are all rookies or are not great veterans. The tight end's over the hill. The coordinator hasn't called plays in 15 years. Like, basically, it's okay. Sure, he earned the job, but don't throw him to the wolves. Which I would say I don't care about that. I would just put him in. Put him in.
The fun part of that is
because that's to say, within a year you're going to fix it all. How long are you going to wait?
The concern is, and this is maybe unscientific, the concern is you batter him around enough that you put in bad habits that then you have to work out of him. And he's not prepared. It's what the claim would be.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it's crazy. The thing I would say about Drake May that's fun is I think there's a good quarterback there. And if he doesn't turn out to be good, that's New England's fault, and that feels good too.
Yes.
So I get a win-win.
Yeah.
I think May might be good, and if he's good, then all right, well, I get to be right about that. And if he's wrong, it's New England's fault, and that's a win for me as well.
But the lose part of that is that New England would find themselves another franchise quarterback, which I would like them to go through 15, 20 years of not doing that.
Then again, you know, they could find a franchise quarterback that's I don't want to say Ryan Tannehill was a franchise quarterback, but you could get to a spot where you're
a middle of the road guy.
Yeah, you're comfortable with a guy for 6 years.
Kirk Cousins.
Yeah, sure.
They don't even deserve a Kirk Cousins. You had Brady for 25 years. If the law of averages says that they should find nothing for the next 30.
So I teased a preseason stat, and we're wrapping the preseason here. Here's the preseason stat for you. It's kind of is it a stat of the day? Sure, let's do it.
All right, stat of the day.
I've got multiple stats of the day for you if you want it. But question we're asking you is, all right, takeaways on the preseason. Takeaway number one is usually injuries. For the Bills, could be worse, could be better, whatever. What's your second takeaway on the preseason on these Bills? 803-0550. Here's one. Over the past 15 years, Every team with a preseason point differential of plus 60 or more has made the playoffs. And two have won the Super Bowl. So if you play your preseason games and get a point differential of plus 60 or more, one thing that's important to note here, most of those 15 years, there were four games.
Right.
Now there are three.
There are three.
Who did that this year?
Who had a great preseason?
I got to be honest, I don't know if they're the only team that did it, because the stat of the day is about this team. I'll just give you the answer.
Okay.
The Bears.
Okay.
The Bears were a plus 68.
They played four games.
Every single team, there you go, with a preseason point differential of plus 60 or higher has made the playoffs in the last 15 years.
Okay.
Bears to the playoffs.
They beat... Yeah, they needed the four. They won all four. They won the first... Well, I guess not. The Hall of Fame game, they only won by 4 points. So this would have been true... What were they? Plus 68?
Plus 68.
Okay, so it still would have been true if they hadn't played the Hall of Fame game. Yeah, they were plus 64 in the other three.
And again, over the 15 years, most of those teams would have been four-game teams.
I don't think this doesn't matter because these teams are not going as hard. It's more about the point differential point. Do you know the three teams that they beat by plus 64?
The Bills.
Actually, I'll include the Hall of Fame game. Who are the four teams that they were plus 68 against?
Ooh, this is going to be good.
Yeah.
It's all good teams, right? It is Texans, Bills.
Texans, Bills.
Bengals.
Bengals.
And I don't know the fourth one.
Chiefs. They went Texans, Bills, Bengals, Chiefs. They beat the best four teams in the AFC.
This morning on ESPN.
In the Super Bowl. Remember that.
ESPN this morning. Are the Bears a dynasty? 803-0550.
I'd bet them to make the playoffs. Sure.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, I'd bet them to make the playoffs. I don't know if I'd do it because of that, but that is interesting that there's not even a single team.
Right.
Pittsburgh wasn't plus 60 last year?
I guess not.
Okay.
Well, if they were, they made the playoffs.
Right. They would have.
They came here and they lost here. 803-0550. Butch on the east side before the break. Hey, Butch, good morning.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Before I get started, I love MSG. I love WGR and the fans. I definitely love you guys. Great show. Thanks for taking my call. I really wanted to jump into something. Today is a special day to a point where you're going to find that you're evaluating, do they like talent?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Or do they like friendship? The reason why I brought that is this. Ty Johnson served his purpose last year when he came in when we needed somebody. And he did a hell of a job. He did a hell of a job. I'm not going to shoot him down. But this time, Frank Gore Sr. told Brandon Bean a long time ago that my son is going to be something special that you need to watch. And he showed that he was, regardless of how he got on our team based off a free agency or a late pick, it doesn't make a difference. The bottom line is talent is here. The Bills have to make a decision today. Do you want talent? Or do you want friendship? You could keep Ty Johnson if you want to and Reggie Gillum if you want to, based off friendship. But if you want talent, you would keep Frank Gore along with your running backs that you have. Only reason you would keep Ray is because you drafted him in the third round. But Frank Gore Junior, is going to be something special. That's one. Number two is this. Now, on the waiver wire, as you guys said earlier today, you know, Malik Willis went for a seventh-round pick out of Tennessee. Okay. And, I'm probably one of the other people that's going to say, wow, you know, Buffalo could have looked into that. But at the same time, I know Brandon Bean believes in a combine. And if he believes in a combine, he knew he dropped the ball during the draft based off Trubisky's friendship with Josh Allen, based off the other guy who came from Kansas City, who was with Mahomes, who became friends with Josh Allen, that he trusted that we had a good quarterback group in that room because they were golf buddies. Now, guess what? We found out that stuff don't work no more. We had to bring two guys in the last week right before one preseason game just to get through the game because we couldn't play our star. Now we got to understand we got to have somebody that we can build through that. I really believe, this is me personally, Jay. This is me personally now.
All right.
Okay, that I believe that in New England, that situation you were speaking about, Brissett and Max, I concur with New England not to play the guy because offensive line is horrible. But their backups, I believe Joe Milton III might get released. And I hope that the Bills pick up him, not to bring him as a backup, bring him as a third quarterback to develop him. Now, those are my two people. Joe Andrews is no joke. So what, he went to Bryant and went to UB and he's from Lancaster. Who cares about that? He's a player.
Maybe, Butch. We'll get a couple. I want to react to a bunch of things here.
Yeah.
On Frank Gore Jr. versus Ty Johnson. You know, when you said,
did you do the same thing I just did?
What?
I searched their RAS scores.
I did exactly that.
Okay.
I did exactly
the same wavelength there.
Frank Gore Jr. is not the athlete to make this team, period. Like, Joe Marino, Locked On Bills. We'll talk to him coming up on tomorrow.
Yeah.
And his breakdown of Frank Gore Jr. is there's a lot to like there. He's just not fast enough.
Vision, he's got it.
Yep, but he's not an athlete. He's not a good enough athlete. You know, when you said, are they going to do friendships over talent, I thought you were going at MVS.
Like, I thought he was going the other way with Frank Gore Jr.
Me
I
too.
Thought he was saying that they would keep Frank Gore because he's Frank Gore's son.
Right.
And because of
just
that.
Of the athleticism score at this year's combine,
yeah,
Frank Gore Jr. was the 29th running back.
Yeah.
At this year's combine, 29th.
Yeah, out of 10.
In athletic score.
Out of 10, he was a 0.6.
Yeah. Not athletic
enough.
You
know what Ty Johnson was out of 10?
Is he a 9?
9.75.
Yeah.
The Bills, that was 4 years ago.
The Bills take RAS score, guys, and Frank Gore Jr. is not one. You know, they're going to say, thanks for what you did in the preseason here, but he just doesn't have the speed. He got to open space, got caught by a linebacker.
Yeah.
You know.
Practice squad, maybe.
Yeah. He doesn't have it from an athleticism standpoint. That's the report on him.
Yeah. Andreessen, I think, is... I don't know. He's gonna make this. I think he's making this team today.
I think he might. Yeah, I think he's got a look.
They already cut Deion Jones. They cut one linebacker, right? And a lot of the other ones haven't been available. Nick Morrow is the veteran guy, and he hadn't been available until this week. And then Baylen Specter is still injured, and he has been injured before. He was injured. He would have played the Chief game. Part of the reason AJ Klein plays that game, I think Specter gets hurt the week before.
Yeah.
So he's always injured. And I don't know, like, I hear good things about him a lot from Sal and others, but he was a 7th-round pick that hasn't been on the field much and can't really stay healthy. So what, I don't know, what are you really losing by deciding Andreessen over him?
The NFL, on the quarterback conversation, like, I don't know that I want the Bills to trade for any quarterback. How would they ever develop a guy? I guess they would develop a guy if he's a practice squad, because when you're the second-string quarterback, you don't get reps.
Right.
So you need a quarterback to run the scout team and develop him. That is not a terrible idea to me at all. This gets to another conversation we have from time to time, which I think is the backup quarterback's job, maybe in most places, is to be the starter's friend and be a coach in the room. And I don't think it's any coincidence that the Bills continue to bring guys in that Josh Allen knows. And Kyle Allen's one of his best friends. How'd he get the job? And
yep.
Trubisky was here 2 years ago, went elsewhere, wasn't good, came back. He's just got the job. He doesn't really have to be good.
Well, Taylor Heinicke's a 7 handicap. Just throwing that out there.
Okay, that might help.
That might help.
I mean, 7's, that's good.
But what's Josh? What's the quarter? What's Allen?
Isn't
he about a 7?
I want to see the gin.
Line it up. Line it up. Get him the same. They'll be perfect for each other. Same handicap and everything. New England, by the way, I think if you're thinking about a quarterback from New England that might be a better idea than Milton as the number two, Bailey Zappi's probably getting cut today. So I don't know. But right now, is Ben DiNucci friends with Josh Allen?
Great question.
Isn't he right now your number two? It depends on Trubisky. But like today, we're going to find out, right? Is he going to be placed on IR? Are they going to... Sal brought up this scenario where they keep Trubisky on the active roster and DiNucci on the practice squad, and then they just wait until Trubisky's back and they keep elevating DiNucci every week to be the backup, but he's not actually on the 53-man roster. So they could do that, but I wouldn't be stunned if they made a move on somebody today. If Zappi becomes available, Wolford got cut, if Heinicke gets freed up, I could see that.
803-0550-1888-552-550. Thanks, Butch, for the phone call. You can give us a ring. Sal, coming up at 7 o'clock. It is final 53 day. Not so final. 53 day on WGR.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.